We present Brothers-in-Law by Henry Cecil and Basil Dawson, starring Richard Ryers with John Glyn Jones, Julia Lockwood, and Bridget Armstrong. Episode 2, Tell 'em the Tale.
I said, Jimmy.
Same again, Mr. Fursby?
No, thanks, I daren't. Jimmy, you know that girl who often has lunch with me here?
What, Miss Mannering?
That's right. Has she been in?
Haven't seen her today, no.
Oh, it's two, just like a woman. Ever there when she's wanted.
Come here, sir. Excuse me, Mr. Fursby.
Hello, Roger.
Sally, you're late.
I'm sorry.
It's too bad.
Just like a woman, never there when she's wanted.
That's what I said.
I know. But here I am, so tell me all about it.
I can't, I've got to go.
Roger, how wonderful.
Is it?
You've got another brief.
Have I?
Haven't you?
Not that I know of.
Well, then why have you got to go?
Appointment at 2:30.
But, darling, it's only 1:30 now.
Is that all? They say the last hour in the condemned cell is the worst.
They don't have condemned cells anymore. Oh, Roger, stop fiddling with that glass. Have you had anything to eat?
A condemned man ate a hearty breakfast.
Ham sandwich, all right?
It was kippers, actually.
Will you have ham sandwiches now?
What difference does it make?
Jimmy, when you've got a moment, 2 ham sandwiches, 1 egg, 1 tomato juice, and another lager.
No more for me.
Do stop fiddling with that glass. You'll break it.
Absolutely right, Sally, as usual. Had this spilt on you?
How could it? It was empty. Oh, be careful. You'll cut yourself.
Oh, you again, Mr. Fursby. Leave it to me. No harm done.
Now, darling, stand quite still. Don't fidget. Take a deep breath and tell me all about it.
It was a pure accident. Might have happened to anyone.
Not how you broke the glass. About this appointment, where is it?
In chambers.
With a client?
With Grimes.
Why on earth should Grimes make an appointment to see you?
I'm his pupil, aren't I? I remember once at school being sent for by the headmaster.
But, Roger, Grimes can see you any time.
And does. So why make an appointment?
Well, that's what I asked you.
So you did. And I don't know the answer. But I can guess.
Well?
It's the chop!
He can't do that, can he?
He could return my pupil's fee and ask me to find other chambers.
Well, why on earth should he?
Well, I haven't exactly been a riot up to now.
Well, what does he expect? You're getting better all the time.
Do you think so? Do you honestly think so?
I know it.
But does Grimes?
Well, he should if he takes any interest.
And why send for me like this? I remember once at school being sent for by the headmaster.
Darling, don't go on about school. You're a big boy now.
I'm no taller than I was at 17. Well, I've filled out a bit. And I'm more mature. At least I think I am. Do you think I am?
It's possible, I suppose. Then I didn't know you at 17.
I don't feel very mature at the moment. In fact, I feel just the same as I did when the headmaster sent for
Roger, for goodness sake. Pull yourself together. Never mind 17, you're behaving as though you were about 11. Just because you're going to see Mr. Grimes. He's only another barrister like you, isn't he?
Not exactly like me.
I expect he's got a case he wants to discuss with you. Wants to pick your brains.
Sally, that's amazing. That's just what Alec said.
Alec? Oh, when he gave you the message, you mean. Well, then, there you are. Man of Mr. Grimes' experience wanting to pick your brains, you should be flattered.
I was at first. Then I thought he must be sending me up.
Alec or Mr. Grimes?
Henry.
Well, how does he get into the act?
He gave me the message.
I thought it was Alec.
Grimes gave it to Alec, and Alec gave it to Henry, and Henry gave it to me.
The message that Grimes wanted to pick your brains.
Ah, but that's only what Henry said, Alec said, Grimes said.
Well, then I'm sure he did.
Which of them did what?
Grimes did say what Henry said, Alec said he said. Oh, mind that ashtray.
I think I will have another lager.
In a tankard this time. Oh, darling, look, there's a free table. Come and sit down.
It's not worth it. I've got to go.
It's only 2:55. Come along, Roger, and look where you're going.
Do you mind? Clumsy oaf.
I'm so sorry.
Now, sit down and hold my hand.
What for?
Well, don't you want to? You did ask me to marry you.
I must have been mad.
Roger!
No. I mean, I asked you when I thought I had a future. I must have been mad to think it.
Your sandwiches and 1 tomato juice.
Thank you. Oh, and another lager, please, after all.
Yes, miss.
In a tankard.
No, something stronger.
Dutch courage?
Right, double Dutch, please. Double stronger.
Now, darling, eat your sandwiches and listen to me. I'm quite sure Mr. Grimes isn't going to give you back your fee.
He must, I shall insist.
Roger!
If he wants me to go, he must write a check on the spot. I'll need it. Sally, you don't think I'm too old to start a new career, do you? Good heavens, I've just remembered.
Now what?
That time when the headmaster sent for me. It was to talk about my future. If only I'd known beforehand, but I didn't. I remember standing outside his door, summing up the courage to knock and quivering like an aspen. What is an aspen, anyway?
Thank you.
Grimes is not the headmaster, and you are not an aspirant. Grimes is not the headmaster, and you are not an aspirant. Right. Right. This is it.
Come in.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Grimes.
So it is, my dear fella. So it is. And what can I do for you this good afternoon?
Oh, Blagrove said you wanted to see me.
Did he now? Did he indeed? I wonder why he said that.
Actually, he didn't.
Oh, try to tell the truth, my dear fellow. It does pay in the long run.
No, well, what I mean is, Blagrove said, Alex said, you said you wanted to see me.
Well, we can't accept that, my dear fellow. It's hearsay, we didn't.
Then you don't want to see me.
Well, I'm always delighted to see you, my dear fellow, but... Ah, of course, yeah, I remember now. How stupid of me to forget it. But you see, I'm getting old. Go along, then, my dear fellow, say it.
Say what?
You're very slow this afternoon. Tell me I'm not.
You're not. Oh, I see what you mean. No, I'm sure I'm not getting old, Grimes. You look a day over 60.
No, well, I'm not. I'm a day under 50. Oh, it's my birthday tomorrow. Now, there's a lesson for you there, you know. Always knock 10 years off.
That makes me 11 again for the second time today.
Apply at your age, my dear fellow, you can afford to add 10. But after 40, you take them off. Never put them on. Clients don't like it if you do, and I don't care much about it myself.
I'm terribly sorry.
Never mind. We all make mistakes. Ah, mistakes. Yes. Now, that's what I want to talk to you about.
Making mistakes.
That's right, my dear fella. Now, how many do you think you've made since you've been here?
I don't know. Quite a few, I'm afraid.
One a day, one a week, one a month. That's what you say.
What does it matter? I know what you're getting at.
Very astute of you, my dear fella.
You want to give me a check?
Wrong. Wrong, my dear fella. That's another mistake.
But you must. I insist.
Oh, do you indeed?
Well, I mean, don't you think you ought to?
I don't follow you, my dear fella.
You want me to leave, don't you?
Oh, heavens no. Why should I?
Because of the mistakes.
We've all made mistakes in our time, but we still do, I'm afraid. But there it is, my dear fellow. That's how the world wags. If it weren't for other people's mistakes, where would the lawyers be, eh? Now then, let me get on with it. There's a good fella.
Get on with what?
Picking your brains.
Is that what you're doing?
Of course, my dear fellow. Didn't he give you the message? Well, tell me, how often have you been in court, eh?
With a case of my own, do you mean?
No, my dear fellow. How often have you opened your mouth in court? How often have you told the judge the tale?
Well, let me think now. That there was that time when... Oh, no. And then there was, No. There was a court of appeal, and I'd say about a dozen times altogether.
Yeah, that's good for you, my dear fellow. You told them the tale a dozen times, have you? Yeah. Did you say anything right?
I hope I said something.
Well, so do I, my dear fellow. Did you?
Well, I did win one case.
Did you? Really, my dear fellow, how on earth did that happen?
Well, it was like this, you see. I was briefed.
No, don't tell me. Just spoil it. Now, how do you like the work?
Oh, very much.
You going to stick it out?
Oh, yes, please.
It's a hard grind, my dear fellow.
Oh, I know.
A long, hard grind, day and night and day. Take your work home with you, do you?
Well, I haven't got all that much yet.
Oh, plenty of work in these chambers. You read it all. Take it home with you. Midnight oil, my dear fellow. Or have you got a girlfriend?
Matter of fact, I have.
Ah, yeah. Then you'll have to choose, my dear fella. Have to make up your mind which it's going to be. If you're going to get on at the bar, there's no time for canoodling.
None?
Once a week, on Friday, what I used to do.
You actually used to canoodle?
Yeah, I did, my dear fellow, every Friday, like clockwork. Still do, as a matter of fact. Well, there we will be, my dear fellow.
Were you, picking my brains?
Yes, so I was. You know, I expect you want to know why.
I did wonder.
Yes, of course you did, my dear fellow, and so did I. But I just remembered. Yes. Now, look here. The Dean of the Council of Legal Education has asked me to address the students, tell them what to expect. It's all.
Tell them the tale, you mean?
Tell them the tale. Yeah, just so, my dear fellow, just so. But it's a long time since I started, and you're just out of the egg, my dear fellow, so I thought I'd get a few tips from the horse's mouth.
I see. Oh, glad to give you the benefit of my advice, guys.
Thank you, my dear fellow. Thank you very much. Please do. Well, go on, my dear fellow. What are you waiting for?
Well, what exactly do you want to know?
You know this sort of thing, my dear fellow. What you felt like when you were first on your feet in court. Now, what did you feel like?
I didn't feel anything. I was paralyzed. I couldn't move or speak or even think. I was...
No, don't tell me.
I thought you wanted to know.
Ah, yes, I did, my dear fellow, I did, but I just had a better idea.
Have you? What's that?
Yes, I'll tell you later when it's all fixed up. Now, you run along now. There's a good fellow while I telephone the dean.
Well, anything you say, Grimes.
Yes, just a minute, my dear fellow. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just a minute. What's your name?
Mine.
Yes, he'd want to know.
I'm Roger Thursby.
Oh, yes, of course you are. I'm Roger Thursby. Thursby, yes. T-H-U-R-S-B-Y. Then what could be better? See you later then, my dear Thursby.
Any time, my dear Grimes.
Yes, that's the way, my dear fellow. Day and night. Day and night. Try to cut down on the canoodling. Shipped on Friday. No time for it if you want to get on at the bar.
Sally, you were right again. He did want to pick my brains.
Darling, what a relief. What was it, a point of law?
Well, no, not exactly law. He's giving an address to some students. He wanted me to tell him what to say.
Darling, you're so clever.
Well, it's not bad, is it?
Look, I can't talk now. Meet me in the pub at 6 o'clock and tell me all about it.
I can't, not this evening.
Well, doing something else?
No, but it's not Friday.
What's that got to do with it?
What's that got to do with what? Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I won't be dictated to. If I choose to canoodle on Thursday, I will.
What on earth are you talking about?
I'll tell you when I see you. Don't be late.
Well, I might be, actually.
Well, no, look, not to worry. Anyway, if I get there first, I'll have a drink lined up for you. Goodbye, darling.
One dry white and one pint of special.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Roger!
Just in time, darling. Here's your glass of... Joy! What are you doing here?
Why shouldn't I be here? If you must know, I'm meeting someone and we're going on to... Roger... Don't stare at me like that. I'm not a ghost.
Aren't you? No, sorry, no. It was the shock of seeing you.
That's not very polite.
Well, surprise, I mean.
It is a surprise, isn't it, darling? A lovely surprise. Aren't you going to kiss me?
Kiss you? No, I don't think so. Am I?
You always used to kiss me when we met.
Did I? Yes, I did, didn't I?
Of course, I know you've had other things on your mind since you were called to the bar.
Yes, I have, haven't I?
And no time to see your old friends.
No time at all, no. Working day and night, night and day. No time for anything, except on Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday, darling.
So it is.
Why don't we have a cozy little dinner like we used to, and you can tell me all about it.
All about what?
Everything you've been doing since that evening.
What evening?
You can't have forgotten our last enchanted evening.
Oh, that evening. quite a night, wasn't it?
I ought to be very cross with you for neglecting me after that evening. But I'll forgive you.
Must you? I mean, will you?
And now we've met again, we can pick up where we left off, can't we?
Where was that? Oh, yes! Yes, but do you think we ought to?
You used to say I was the most alluring girl you'd ever met.
Alluring? Good heavens, did I say that?
Don't you feel like that anymore?
Well, as a matter of fact...
Yes.
Now I've seen you again.
Yes.
I feel exactly like that.
Darling Roger.
Alluring Joy.
Good evening, Roger.
Say! Oh! Gosh, hello.
Yes, Roger. Gosh, hello. But don't let me disturb you.
You won't. You're not. I got your drink, darling. Here it is. Oh, no. Joy seems to have it.
Won't you introduce me, darling?
If you insist. Sally, this is Joy Merivale and her old friend.
So I see. How do you do, Miss Merivale?
Joy, this is Sally Mannering.
A new friend, I take it. How do you do?
Here you are, my dear fellow. Here you are.
Crime!
Yes, they told me I'd find you here. Took me a long time to get hold of the dean, but it's all fixed up now.
Crime, for heaven's sake, come and join us. What do you drink?
No time, my dear fellow, thank you. Much as I'd like to, but... A word in your ear before I go.
Yes, Crime. What is it?
My dear fellow, is it wise?
What?
Double canoodle on a Thursday?
No, you got it wrong. No, you're mistaken, I promise you. It isn't a double, it's two singles. And quite frankly, I don't know how I'm going to keep them both in play. Look, will you like to come and umpire, Grimes?
Please.
Sally, you heard me talk with Mr. Grimes and Mr. Kendall Grimes, Miss Mannering, Miss Joy Merrivale.
Hello.
How do you do, lady? I'm enchanted, I'm sure. But I fear it must be hail and farewell. I have a prior engagement with Pennythwaite and the Drum Bottling Company. Bye-bye, Thursday, bye-bye, and thank you so much.
What?
For taking it on, my dear fellow.
Taking what on?
Well, I told you, my dear fellow, weren't you listening?
I didn't hear you tell me anything.
Well, I said it quite distinctly. I told you it's all fixed up. Deaf, are you? You're no good at the bar if you're deaf, you know.
I'm not a bit deaf, Grant.
Good, good. I'm glad to know that you'll be able to hear them even if they can't hear you.
Who?
The students, my dear fellow, the students.
Well, the ones you're addressing?
No, my dear fellow, the ones you're addressing.
Me? Grant, is that what you meant by a better idea?
Yes, much better, my dear fellow. There's no point in you telling me the tale and me telling them. Much better for them to get it straight from you, eh? Johnny here say from me, and the dean agreed. Well, at least he didn't disagree.
Look, Crowley, you're pulling my leg. It's not true.
Well, that's the dean. Perfectly true, my dear fellow.
You don't seriously expect me to give an address to a lot of students?
Oh, not a lot, my dear fellow. Only about 500.
Oh, 500?
Yeah.
I can't stand up and talk to 500 people.
Oh, you ought to stand for the address. It's only about 40 minutes. No reason why you shouldn't sit for the questions, though.
Questions?
Oh, you should question you, all right, you see. That's the best part, the last 20 minutes.
Excuse me, Mr. Grimes, but Henry Bleglow's been at the bar for 18 months. Wouldn't he do it better?
Of course he would, my dear.
Sally, your mum's of course he would.
Yeah, that's why I want you to do it, my dear fella.
I expect I'm very stupid, but I don't follow that.
Don't you, my dear? You see, Bleglow's an old hand by now. What he needed is someone just out of... Well, just out of his student days.
Just out of the egg, you mean?
Eh, yeah, I couldn't have put it better myself. They'll learn by watching your mistakes.
You want me to make deliberate mistakes?
Oh, no, my dear fellow, just let them come naturally. So much, now, it's so good of you. Some young fellows might have been a bit nervous, but I knew you'd jump at it. Well, goodbye, dear ladies. Goodbye. Goodbye, bye.
No, wait a minute. When is this? How much time have I got to prepare something?
Plenty of time, my dear fellow. It's not till tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yes, that's it, my dear fellow. 9 a.m. Now, don't be late. Bye-bye-bye. Thank you so much.
No, right. No, come back.
Is
come
it?
Back. No, I'll never think of enough to say by tomorrow morning.
Well, of course you will, my dear fellow. All you've got to do is tell them the tale. Tell them the tale, my dear fellow.
Well, Sally, this seems to be a crisis. I may call you Sally, mayn't I? Please do. You're Joy, I believe. Joyce, actually. But my friends call me Joy. I quite understand, Joyce.
Look, what am I going to do?
You could pretend to be ill.
Could I?
No, you couldn't.
Couldn't I?
You're not a coward, are you?
Aren't I?
They're only students.
Are they? Look, you know what students are like nowadays? No respect for their elders.
Then you'll be all right, darling.
Of course you will, darling. You'll find plenty to say, and I'll help you like I always do.
Just think, the questions. 500 of them firing questions at me.
You don't happen to know any of them, do you?
I don't think so. No, I'm sure I don't.
Pity. What you really need is a nice, friendly student to feed you easy ones. Oh, bother, there's Geoffrey. With you in a minute, Geoff. My cousin, you know. We're like brother and sister.
How sweet. Then you mustn't keep him waiting. Goodbye, Joyce.
Goodbye. So nice to have met you, Sarah. See you again very soon. Roger, darling. And don't you worry. I'm sure you'll be a riot.
You're very late, Geoff, but I'll forgive you this time.
Well, who is she?
Who? Oh, Joy.
Yes, Roger. Oh, Joy.
Just a girl I used to know.
Used to know very well.
Yes. No. I mean, pretty well.
And still do, I gather.
Well, we sort of picked up where we left off.
Where did you leave off?
It was that enchanted evening when we... Look, Sally, I can't... I've got to answer 500 questions tomorrow. Don't you start on me now.
Well, I don't suppose you'll be seeing her again.
Oh, I don't know. Yes, I do. Of course I do. Most unlikely to see her ever again. Pure accident running into her this evening.
Certainly never seen her before all the time we've been coming here.
Well, there you are, then. Sally, look at the time.
7 o'clock.
I've got 14 hours to go. They say the last 14 hours in the condemned cell.
Oh, don't start all that again. We had it at lunchtime.
But now it's worse. It's far worse.
Darling, it won't be as bad as you think. There are only a lot of students, just like you were until a few months ago.
I know. That's what I'm afraid of. I keep thinking what I'd have done if I'd seen me standing up there trying to talk to me.
Well, what would you have done?
Sent me up rotten.
I'm sure they won't, Roger. They're not medical students. They'll be interested in what you have to say.
Well, what have I to say? What can I say? I can't think of anything to say. There isn't anything to say.
Shh, Roger, there's plenty to say. Tell them everything you told me when you were first called.
All the odd things you had to pick up as you went along, like about the blue bags and the red bags, and why you call Grimes Grimes, and what you call a judge out of court. All that sort of thing.
Well, do you think so? I mean, isn't all that stuff a bit trivial for students with exams coming up?
A bit. It's all useful, practical information that'll stop them making fools of themselves later on.
But will it stop me making a fool of myself tomorrow?
Darling, you're going to break another glass.
Oh, sorry.
Let's go back to my flat. I'll get you something to eat, and we can work on your speech together.
Summarize, you start off carrying your robes in a blue bag. When you do something worthwhile for a QC, he shows his appreciation by giving you a red bag, and you show yours by giving his clerk a guinea. That ought to be a laugh. Sally laughed at that.
Oh,
well. But when you've been at it some years and still haven't got a red bag, it's best to go round the courts carrying your robes in a suitcase. She laughed at that, too. Oh, well, who cares? Now, I'll move on to my next point. Now, when is a junior not a junior?
Speak up!
Look, if you all made a little less noise, you could hear what I was saying.
If we all made a little less noise, would you say something that was worth saying?
Oh, do please shut up and give him a chance!
Joy, what are you doing here?
Hello, 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 hello! Now, what's this, then? Won't you go been along, have you?
Nothing of the sort. What the hell was I saying?
About juniors.
Yes, thank you. Quite right. Now, about juniors. Now, take my own case. After I was called, I went into the chambers of Kendall Grimes, a well-known junior at bar.
He's not well-known to me.
Look, then you're a very ignorant fellow, my dear fellow.
Thank you.
Now, Kendall Grimes is a man of 50. Precisely 50, as a matter of fact. It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Kendall.
The point is, a junior is not necessarily a junior. Everyone who is not a Queen's Counsel is a junior. So you may be a young junior, or a middle-aged junior, or an old junior, or a very long-in-the-tooth junior, or a...
Or a dead junior.
Now, look, Grimes is a very senior junior. And that brings me to my next point. You may wonder why I called him Grimes instead of Mr. Grimes.
Oh, so Ray Grimes.
Because barristers call other barristers by their surnames alone. Unless, of course, they happen to be personal friends.
Oh,
Jackie.
Please. So, Grimes calls me Thursby, and I call him Grimes.
Grimey.
No title, no mister, no sir. It doesn't matter how important the man is either. Now, suppose I were to meet, let's say, Sir Anthony Breen, QC. Well, now, you couldn't be much more important than that, could you? But I just say, hello, Breen.
Oh, speak up.
Hello, Breen.
Hello, Frisbee.
My name is not Frisbee.
And mine's not Breen.
I don't wish to be that.
You be quiet, all of you. Let him speak.
Frisbee, would you mind telling your dolly bird to pipe down?
Yes. When you have finished. Yes. Thank you. So much for the bar, then. Now for the bench. If I meet a judge out of court, what do I call it? What's the matter?
Don't say it. He might have a tendency to corrupt.
Mr. Thursby, please tell us what you call a judge.
Darling.
If I met a judge out of court, I'd call him judge.
What would he call you?
Look, now, he says, I'm afraid I've forgotten your name.
I'm not surprised.
That when I remind him, he says, Thursby, of course.
Yeah.
You were in that case about the belly dancers.
Yeah, don't be filthy.
I wish you'd call a few of them to give evidence.
Turn away.
And I say, no, Judge, I'm afraid I wasn't in that case. I was in that action about drains and sewers. And he'd say, really, Thursby, not so very different.
That's not fair. That was very funny.
say, I won't say any more. Before I close off any questions. One at a time. Look, you, I'll take yours first.
What's a leading question?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. Now, some people think a leading question is the same as an awkward question, but it isn't.
I didn't ask you what it is, and I asked you what it is.
You really want to know?
That's a leading question, isn't it?
Quite right, and so is yours. Now you know. Next.
Why are you wasting our time?
That's not a leading question, that's a begging question. That's begging the question.
What does it feel like when you first address a jury?
About the same as addressing you lot.
What's the nicest thing a judge ever said to you?
Oh, Joy, for heaven's sake, stop interfering.
No, you're not, Jolly. He doesn't love you anymore.
Joy out! Joy out! Joy out!
Joy out!
Will you be quiet, Jolly? Now be quiet! Joy? I don't know how you came to be here in the first place.
I just walked in with the others.
Then I think you better walk out again, don't you?
That's a leading question.
Right. Now then with another. There are no more questions, are there? Right, good, split it now. Then I can only add that I hope you will all pass your exams, at any rate at the third attempt, as I did. And finally, I wish you all the success you deserve. I'm sure you'll have it, and I hope the thought won't depress you, too many of you. Good morning.
Ah, fellow students, I have a motion to put to this meeting.
If it's a vote of thanks, please don't bother.
It isn't. It's a vote of protest. This was supposed to be an address by an eminent member of the bar. Yeah. So why are we fobbed off with this frisbee? It's an insult to the student.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shame!
Comrades, this is typical of the whole class-ridden bourgeois fascist structure of this...
Yes, you're right!
Good evening, my dear fella.
Hello, Grimes. Happy birthday.
Thank you, my dear fella. Thank you very much. You're still hard at it, are you? That's the way.
Pennythwaite and the Drum Bottling Company. I'm taking it home with me.
Oh, not tonight, my dear fella. It's Friday. One of the charming girls will be waiting for you.
They're both waiting for me, actually, in the pub.
Both? Together?
Yeah, quite a thought, isn't it? I wonder how long they'll stick it out.
Oh, my dear fella, I'm so sorry. Double canoodle was too much for you, was it?
Those two charming girls were too much for me. Last night, one of them told me what to say, and that was disaster. The other turned up this morning and tried to feed me questions, and that was worse.
This morning? Ah, now, thank you, my dear fellow. Thank you for reminding me. Now, I had a telephone call from the dean.
I thought you might.
Extraordinary fellow, you know. For a man in his position, he was quite incoherent.
That figures.
I do congratulate you, though, my dear fellow. I gather it was a great success.
Success?
Yes, so he said.
Grimes, what exactly did he say?
He said it was a riot, my dear fellow, a positive riot.
In that episode of Brothers-in-Law, the parts were played as follows. Roger Thursby, Richard Briers, Grimes, John Glyn Jones, Sally, Julia Lockwood, Joy, Bridget Armstrong. Everyone else, Sean Arnold, Douglas Blackwell, and Patrick Tull. Tell Them the Tale was written by Henry Cecil and Basil Dawson. The program was produced by David Hatch.